reporting first, and we've gotten several emails. I don't know if anybody from the Department of Human Services is here to testify, but we did get several emails and confirmation from the Department of Human Services after several requests regarding whether there was any cost associated with the provision as it is currently worded, and the answer is no, there is no cost. So, you know, if members are comfortable, the plan reporting is House Section 30. It's on R73 of the...
Page 69.
House Section 30, page 16. But there was an amendment, actually. You should look for the A12 amendment is what we adopted that is that whole section. I think it was A12. I don't know. That's it. The A12, reporting provider payment rates. Representative Thiessen, you did get confirmation that there was no cost to the health plan reporting provision.
I have an email right here.
All right. Well, I trust you.
Okay.
Any other questions? Representative Thiessen moves adoption of House Section 30. Any discussion on that motion? As amended. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Now we have House Section 33, which there has been some new language we talked about regarding how the Commissioner of Health will consult with hospitals, RN staff, nurses, and quality assurance staff working in facilities that report under Minnesota statutes and other stakeholders. Representative Thiessen.
I'll move that motion. Amendment A17.
Representative moves the
to the House language.
17 amendment to the House language. Yeah, I just realized I got the rest of the stack.
I got one.
I don't have one.
There we go.
All right.
And Mr. Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
I do want to thank the stakeholders for working on this and figuring out a workable solution.
Yeah, I think this looked like this looked like what we talked about. I even see the geographic balance in there. Any further discussion on the A17 amendment? Seeing none, Representative Thiessen renews his motion on the A17 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails.
I'll move that we adopt that language.
Representative Thiessen moves we adopt, let's see, what did we do?
Yeah, I think it's subpart A of Section 33.
Paragraph A of House Section 33. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Okay, now Senator Prettner-Solman, are you ready to start moving and discussing dental assistance sections?
I'd like to move section 30 and 31, which is the provision that changes dental assistance from registration to licensure.
On that motion, any discussion? Senator Prettner-Solman, you said sections
30 and 31.
30 and 31. Any further discussion? Seeing Representative Fritz.
I just wanted to ask a question about the school. It's in a registration and the license, or the...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What is the amount of training of that that's involved between the registered and licensed as the dental assistant?
Mr. Chair, the situation is that Minnesota was one of the first states to register, it might have been the first state to register dental assistants many years ago, and maybe we could ask Mr. Schrag to come forward and discuss that with us. But actually, our registered dental assistants are at the level of what is required for licensure in most other states. And so the dental assistants for years have been wanting to be licensed. The dental board has not wanted to license them, or the dentists have not wanted to license them. But they are now on the same page now and agree that they are at the level at which they should be licensed rather than registered.
Representative Teason.
Mr. Chair, my understanding is there's also going to be a new test level that they'll have to pass.
Yes, Mr.
Schrag. He's nodding.
Mr. Schrag, just nodding yes is...
Yeah. Maybe you want more.
Pull up the chair. And you might as well stay there. We have, I think,
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. I'm Marshall Schrag. I'm the executive director of the Minnesota Board of Dentistry. And the question, Representative Fritz, that you have about the, Representative Teason, about the testing. This is an issue that we've had discussions with the professional associations with for some time, and we've come to an agreement that in order to accomplish the change from registration to licensure, that somebody who's currently a registered dental assistant would have to pass a board-recognized national exam in order to do that. Anybody coming out of the current dental assisting programs would do that as part of their program.
Representative Fritz.
Then what about those who are already registered, are they grandfathered in? Mr. Chair,
Representative Fritz, the grandfathering piece is that within a certain period of time they would be expected to take that exam in order to be able to use that that title of licensure.
So what does that cost?
The only additional cost to this is a $20 additional application fee. Currently, the dental assistants pay, I believe, a $35 initial application fee. That's increased to $55 for, it's a one-time cost to cover the cost of the certificate itself. They get a nice framed certificate, not, we don't frame it, but a nice, suitable for framing certificate, just like the dental hygienists and the dentists do.
Any further discussion on Senator Brettner Solman's motion? Representative Ruth.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Senator, because we didn't hear it. So is there peace in the valley? Are there people who are still against this provision? And if so, why? Or is everyone pretty much in agreement of it?
Well, maybe I'll just ask the room. Is there anybody who would care to speak in opposition to any of these sections? Mr. Schrag, any response you would have?
Mr. Chair, Representative Rood, the opposition to the change from registration to licensure over the last 10 years that I'm aware of has been strictly from the Minnesota Dental Association, and they have now changed their position from opposition to actually one of support, and that change is based for a number of reasons, but primarily, as my understanding, is that it's because of the acceptance of this national test at this time.
Thank you.
On Senator Brettner Solon's motion, any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, apparently there are other sections that are included in that. Maybe Ms. Cavanaugh could tell us which those are. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, the sections that deal with the change from registration to licensure is sections 30 and 31, sections 34 to 36, sections 38 to 50, sections 52 to 56, and section 59, section 64 and 65, and section 67 to 70.
Senator Pretner Solon moves adoption of Senate Sections 30 and 31, 34 to 36, 38 through 50, 52 through 56, 59, 64 and 65, and 67 through 70. And those are all on the same topic regarding moving from registered to licensed. Mr. Schrag, you were?
Mr. Chair, yes, I was just looking. I followed that, I think, for the most part, and agree with that. I think Section 37 is one that also includes that language.
Senator Pretner Solon would include Senate Sections 37 in that motion as well. Any further discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Pretner Solon,
you have. Chair, I would move Mr. Chair, I think all of the other sections, with the exception of 32, which apparently there is, we may want to have some further discussion about, but the other sections really are some minor technical changes, as well as some changes that provide for financing or for the licensing of foreign trained dentists, which was a provision that we passed last year, but which we didn't have the licensing funding mechanism for, and which we really need in order to get these foreign trained licenses out there for access. And also a certification application fee for some anesthesia and sedation provisions for the dentist.
Those are all included in?
And all the other provisions, I think, with the exception of 32, is that correct? That's right. So that would be sections 33, 51, 57, 58, 60.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. 60, 61, 62, 63,
and
66. Is that a motion? Senator Pretner Solon moves adoption of Senate sections 33, 51, 57, 58, 60, 61, 62, 63, and 66 on that motion. Any discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Well, Mr. Chair, I know that there may be some that have some objection, but there is a provision that dentists are already, by their license, either teeth whitening is a provision of their license, but there are some unlicensed, unregulated facilities that have been setting up in some of our malls and spaces that do not follow any particular hygiene or sanitation procedures for teeth whitening. And the Attorney General has had problems with it, and some reports in the placing is that it would like some assistance with regulating of them. And so there is this language in 32 that makes it clear that teeth whitening, or it makes it more clear than teeth whitening is a practice of dentistry, and would provide some leverage for the Attorney Attorney General's office, and I would recommend Section 32 also.
Any discussion on Section 32? Representative Bond.
Mr. Chair, to refer back to my comments over this morning that having talked considerably at the time last night with folks involved in this one, I don't believe that the legislature currently have heard evidence as to defining the problem, different levels of regulation related to the situation, actual practices that these folks are engaged in terms of hygiene or any other aspect of their operations. And therefore, I would just recommend that we not adopt this language and have a full hearing. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Senator Pretner-Solon does move Senate Section 32 to get that before us. Any further discussion on that motion? Further discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion does not prevail.
Mr. Chair, I have a plea to the House that you please have an early hearing next year and try to pass this as quickly as possible.
Thank you for your attention.
Mr. Chair, I would move the A16 amendment, and I think I'm going to have an oral amendment as well. Oh, I got it. Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair,
Representative Thiessen,
I would offer an amendment, an oral amendment. After line 3.29, insert section 10, repealer, and then it would read Minnesota Statutes 2008. Comma, section 148.627, comma, subdivisions 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are repealed. And that was in the original bill as it passed. It just got left off the language of the amendment.
I've got a...
It's not my bill. I don't know.
This was my bill. I've got... This is all language that actually expired in 1996, and it's created some confusion ever since. I do have a copy of the language.
It has to do with the transition period.
And what the A16 amendment does actually is two things. I don't know who can describe the chiropractic piece, but the section 9 and then the section 10 that was just moved orally is nutritionists, and it really replaces the credentialing body that no longer exists that was listed in statute for the Board of Nutrition replaces it with a board-approved alternative, and then the repealer was just language that expired in 1996 and has created some.
And Mr. Chair,
confusion.
The chiropractic piece adds a different council that can get approval for licensure, and addresses some record-keeping issues that make it clear about what. Health plans can and cannot deny payment for, I believe, for services the chiropractors. But there was some weird language in the existing law, if I'm not mistaken.
So, Mr. Chair,
Senator Breton, sorry.
Are we placing some mandates on the health plans for some particular cases?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Teason.
No, not, it's just listing out what this provision deals with is what has to be listed in the patient record. And there was some weird language that was getting interpreted. There was confusion about how you could interpret it, about what had to be in the record to actually get reimbursed versus what. They were using this language for reimbursement purposes. It was never intended for that, is my understanding.
Had both of these provisions passed on the floor of
both bodies,
both bodies in different vehicles and weren't able to be matched up.
That's great.
I think he's, well, yes. That was attempted, but it didn't work.
So we've got the A16 amendment as amended in front of us. Any further discussion on the A16 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, I do believe we have adopted everything that we are going to. Any further discussion? Thank everyone for all your hard work. And I move adoption.
I'll move adoption of the conference committee report.
Move adoption of the conference committee report on House File 1760. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you very much.
Thanks.